Welcome to the Classy Ring Attire Podcast. I'm Joel.
I'm Chris.
And it's time to get classy.
Let's do it. First off, I'm looking at your shirt. What about your wrestling podcast? I'm not familiar.
You're not familiar with my wrestling podcast?
No, I'm not.
It's the one where I go on once a week and groan and grunt and have a super scraggly noise that people just adore listening to, I'm sure.
I don't know what you're talking about.
once again, the sickness from last week has decided to stick around for an encore week.
It sounded like it came back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't really go anywhere, but it just kind of chilled for a week.
So, apologies for sounding like this. I will understand if you want to skip this week. Tune in next week where we will... 50-50 chance. Might still sound like this. Don't know.
Well, if anything, you've got a deeper tone to your voice.
I do.
So this might be podcast gold.
This is my golden radio voice.
If we could do something about my, high-pitched shrill.
All right. God, what happened this week?
More and more pokes at the new signings, I guess. Like, John Cena posted a photo of AJ Styles on his Instagram.
Just cause.
John Cena's Instagram is like a weird like French avant-garde situation. Like there's no captions, there's no explanation. He just posts whatever he feels like, and that kind of makes me feel like, you know what? Maybe he's not such a bad dude, because we've heard rumblings of like WWE's like, man, we wish he would do something better, more company with his Instagram. He's like, okay, cool. Here's a picture of a pickle or something. I don't know. Like, he's got some weird art piece going on with that thing. Like, he's John Cena everywhere else, but on Instagram, he's Shia LaBeouf.
All right, that's fine. And, like, but, like, you know, Finn Balor definitely had, like a here's my little clever tease with the poking out the door.
He's more directly, but John Cena's just, like, it was just, you know, from, like, the neck up.
Wasn't even, like, a really good picture of...
Not really. Like, because even I had, like, to look at it again to really... Oh, that's AJ Styles. Oh, okay. Yeah. You know.
So,
they're really kind of leaning into that. Like, does it really count as a Royal Rumble surprise at this point? It's not full on Batista from a couple years ago, but...
Yeah. Well, that's the kind of thing is, like I'm kind of dancing around, like, honestly, I'll be more surprised if AJ doesn't show up.
Yeah,
but then I'll be mad, and then like
right, and then we'll just kind of be looking for that like the Monday after,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Which and that might be a really good time to debut him, so it's not lost in the whole 29-1 shuffle. So yeah. and I don't know what they're gonna do with the Rumble. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the outcome's gonna be, but I feel like they are. Probably trying to play it careful, seeing as like the last two Rumbles have been pretty.
You would think
poorly
that,
received.
Yeah, you would think that they would just be very meticulously booking this, so make sure the fans are going nuts at the end of this thing in a good way.
And don't you think it's or in an intentionally bad way?
But then again, we thought they would do that last year too.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like we were just thinking. Surely they wouldn't have Daniel Bryan anywhere near the Royal Rumble unless he was going to win it, and surely they wouldn't try to do this whole Roman Reigns thing.
But if AJ comes out and then loses in 10 guys, don't you feel like there's going to be kind of that same thing?
I don't know.
Not as bad, but but that's because I think like
it depends on how he's eliminated. You know, if it's just a Big Show punch and dump. Like mm-hmm. last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, people are going to be justifiably pissed.
Okay.
As would I be. I don't want any of that. The whole, like, Big Show punch and dump with Kane thing.
Well, that's
the biggest thing I think that's made me mad about that, because they did that to so many guys.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, they're trying to build them up to where, like, to stack the odds up against Roman, so when he overcomes the odds, like John Cena, everyone goes nuts. But no one bought into it.
They did the Rumble by the numbers thing that they do every year, and so but they were building up like, but it's gonna be super hard for Roman last year, who won last year, has won literally 50% of the Rumbles he's ever been in.
And the one that he didn't win, he set the record. Yeah.
Remember when he did that?
Yeah, Rumbles are really hard for him.
So, like...
Old Roman Reigns.
This is his John Cena I Quit match. Like, yeah. This is what he does in kayfabe.
Yeah.
Roman is a fantastic rumbler.
I don't... That Rumble by the Numbers, the new one that they did with Byron Saxton, you know, being the voice of it.
Yeah.
It got me real worried that they're going to have Reigns win. I'm not going to pick it. Because surely they're not going to do this 3 years in a row where they just have this appointed winner. And again, like, I watched the 2014 Rumble, the one that Batista won. Watched it all over again. I just think it's hilarious how if they had Roman Reigns win that Rumble, the entire place would have gone nuts and loved it. Mm-hmm. You know, They're begging for it practically because they're like just anybody but
Batista,
the guy that WWE clearly wanted to have.
Yeah.
And then Roman Reigns was that role last year. So, I don't know. I know we're going to cover picks later, but that's just... Watching that last night, this past Monday night, just... It made me scared that they're going to have Roman... Because there's a lot of emphasis on Roman Reigns. And I get that he's the champion.
Yeah.
And this is the quote-unquote first time they've ever done this, but it's really the second time they've ever done this.
Well, it is the first time a champion's defending, right? Because
a champion's defending,
it was a vacant title that was...
Yes, and maybe that's the loophole that they're trying to... Yeah. I thought, honestly, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I honestly thought the loophole was that it was the WWF Championship then.
Oh.
And now it's the World Heavyweight Championship.
No, I think it's that it was a vacant title
Probably a little bit of A and a little B.
It's somebody... actually defending this time, which hasn't happened before. And they did, I gotta say, I'm glad that they went ahead and put him at one.
Yeah.
So that they can...
Although I'm still pretty sure, like, about a month ago, they went ahead and Big Show came out and said he was number one.
Big Show said he was gonna do it, but, like, I guess the company didn't say... Although, I gotta say, watching this week, and I don't know why it hit me so bad this week, but this week I was watching, I was like, this is just a terribly run company. Like,
you're just not realizing.
No. I'm aware of that.
Like, you said, it's the Muppet Show.
I know that. I'm aware of that. But just like, well, first of all, it was Chris Jericho, a active wrestler, taking control of the show.
Yeah. Booking matches.
Booking a match.
And putting himself as appointing himself.
And nobody being like, you can't do that. And
until then, after the fact.
And then, like, throwing people out of the match, and they're like, oh, the ref told me, I guess I gotta go. With the League of Nations, and I'm like, well, did it. And then Ric Flair accepting a match.
For his daughter.
For his daughter. For the Divas Championship. Ric Flair can't accept Divas Championship challenges. He's not even an active wrestler.
Father,
like,
rights, I guess.
In kayfabe, is he even an employee of the company? Like, I know he has a Legends contract in real life, but in kayfabe, is he an employee or does he just show up to, like, do interviews?
I guess they probably have him, like, in a manager role by now.
I mean,
as far as, like, in kayfabe.
Yeah.
Kayfabe salary. He's like, is he on real salary or just kayfabe salary? Or both. Like, well, I guess it wouldn't have to be both.
They can't do that. That's not...
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know. Just while we're on the subject, how are you feeling about this Chris Jericho thing coming, like, the last few weeks? Because it really feels like the old guy trying to be relevant.
It's lingo. A little bit, what up, my fellow kids.
Yeah, and coming out with, like, the sports jacket with no shirt. And before that, the jacket and the scarf and no shirt, or the vest and no shirt. I'm like, okay, dude, we get it. You're buff for, like, a 40-something-year-old dude, but it's starting to get weird. Like, it's starting to get, like, Randy Orton's not wearing any pants kind of situation, except that's funny.
Yeah, I don't...
And it's just, you know, him sparring with New Day. It was like, okay, just chill. And then this week, whenever he was doing the hokey, like, you're out of here stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, just dial it down a notch. Maybe it's just because I hate his podcast. Maybe that's what it is.
I think what it is Jericho is at a point in his career where any shtick he has will work with the live crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, it just will. If I was in the crowd, I mean, it's Chris Jericho. I want to see Chris Jericho. I'm excited to, like, Chris Jericho.
Maybe, and so, excuse me. Maybe it's because I, excuse me. Maybe it's because I love heel Jericho so much.
Yeah.
You know, and heel Jericho is much more, I don't want to say reserved, but he, I don't know, he's not up in everyone's face as far as, like, as a promo. I feel like he's in your face when he, like, gets amped up as a heel.
Mm-hmm.
But especially whenever he was doing his, you know, suit and tie heel stuff.
Yeah.
It was just more of a, kind of a quiet, anger, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't... part of it is the Chris Jericho we've had for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
The show up and lose to put a guy over and it do nothing.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like...
Yeah, maybe now we're finally... At least for me, I'm finally, like, souring on that.
Well, it's kind of added to the, like, oh, yay, this thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're like... I know that I'm... I know what they want me to feel about this.
But at this point, it's might have...
And you're like,
well, I was about to say part of the pun, but it kind of works in the case of diminishing returns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's just... it's.
We're just like, oh, wait, you were gone?
Yeah. And I just... I don't... And part of it is, like, they have used him once or twice, like, on the... house shows that were televised, you know, whatever you want to call those network events.
The Japan one and then the Madison Square Garden one.
Right. And then he did show up for Night of Champions, and it kind of felt like, it was like, we were going to do this, but now we're not, and we need to fill the slot, and we've been hyping up a mystery guy.
Yeah.
So
and it's one of those things where it's like,
Jericho's on the road anyway, let's have him show up.
Right. It's like, oh, guys, it's a surprise return. I'm like, return?
Mm-hmm.
He never left, or it doesn't really feel like it, because we all knew he was on the live shows.
And so, like, but because of that, like, those, like, one-off returns, this feels like a one-off return where you're like, okay, all right, let's, we got more to say, okay.
It's one of those things where it's like, sure, gets nostalgia pop or whatever, but it's almost getting to the point where, and I kind of feel like this with a couple of guys, just like, okay, yay for the nostalgia, but... we've got a pretty stacked roster right now.
Mm-hmm.
They could probably use TV time a lot more.
Yeah.
Because you get all these rumors going around now about, you know, heat that Tyler Breeze has with the back or whatever, and that's the big reason why he's been buried so much lately.
Right.
But I'm just with all that aside, I was like, he's one of those guys that'd be like, you know, instead of this Jericho segment, we could have Tyler Breeze building up something. Or,
and
you can say that about a lot of guys.
And this isn't Jericho's fault.
No,
this isn't Jericho's fault. It's The Rock's fault. But I'm really tired of catchphrases.
Yes.
Just,
everything is a setup for a spike.
Yeah, and just like... he has a lot. Like Brock has a... Brock has his bingo card in Chris Jericho... well, not as much as The Rock, still definitely you got the Shut the Hell Up, and you got the Re-Hee-Hee-Healy, and you got the Raw as Jericho, and like you just got, okay, alright. So, like, as soon as you hit, you know, alright, so in 6 minutes we'll actually start the promo.
Right, once he gets...
once we get all
once
those...
once he goes to that Rolodex.
Yeah.
And so, it's like, outdated, like a Rolodex.
So, yeah, I'm not... I don't know what I want to do, because I do want something from Jericho. I know I do. And I'm like, I'm excited to see Jericho. Maybe it is like,
so a win heel. A match?
Yeah, and like when he was...
win a meaningful match?
When he was like, you know, sitting there and be like, the three odds-on favorite to win the thing. And
you're
I was
just
like,
I know of two odds-on favorites in the ring right now.
It's like, you're here to put a guy over, like...
Ah, maybe. And he wasn't aware of this, but he was talking about the three favorites, and it was Bray Wyatt. What's the third one? Instead of
see, I was going to go with the whole, like, he's really good at putting guys over. That's his thing now. And putting guys over is what the Rumble is. You put them over a rope, haha, pun kind of thing.
No.
Yeah, it's no better than yours.
Okay, fine, whatever. I'm going to try to...
don't defend it.
It would take too long.
They're equally dumb. Let's power through. Speaking of Bray Wyatt... do you think that... What do you think about him ending Raw like that?
I think it's interesting. It helps. It does nothing but help, you know, Bray.
Yeah.
Or the Wyatt family, because I mean, sure, they've gotten way... Because I'm still seeing these theories that are going up, or these rumors that are going up online that I'm just scoffing at and laughing at, because it's the same as, you know, oh, they're going to really build Braun Strowman versus Undertaker. I'm like, effing really? And now the rumor is, they're really going to build Braun Strowman versus Brock at WrestleMania. And I'm like, effing really? And so it's just one of those things, just like, you know, if it's going to happen, go with the guy that's good in the ring and the most charismatic.
Yeah.
Have that match, and even though Brock is going to win that one.
Mm-hmm.
I will say the way that Raw ended with, A, it was a good change of pace, because otherwise it was just going to be Brock and Roman either staring each other down or brawling it, you know, whatever. Yeah. And then, like, the Bray Wyatt surprise thing at the end was... It was welcomed. It helped kind of change the energy at the end of the show. It does help build them a little bit, because sure, they've got some momentum with the whole Dudley ECW guys thing that they're coming off of. But I still don't think they're like, we're at that level to feud with Brock Lesnar now. Like, I don't know about that. They haven't had that build yet.
I feel like it's the kind of thing where, like, I don't think it means anything for the Rumble, really. I think it's like, we know we're going to try and be putting the Wyatt family, or at least Bray Wyatt, in some sort of prominent WrestleMania thing.
Right.
And so, but we don't have anything for him in these Rumble plans, but we know he's going to be in the Rumble, and he's probably going to lose.
And it seems like it's kind of an ongoing theme, is that, like, WWE every week, having at least one moment where they, like, hey, don't forget about the Wyatt family when it comes to the Rumble.
And so I think it's more like a going ahead and safeguarding for, like, you know, because they can do that. Like, they can have him in that, and then you have this, like, oh, yeah, the Wyatt family that will probably carry past the Rumble.
Yeah.
Where you're still going, oh, they're threatening.
And I will say,
and, like, Brock can take it. And he didn't really – he didn't even just attack Brock. Brock already had, like, two spears and a whatever happened to him. So, like, it's not actually
– Right. That's why it's not a huge deal.
Yeah.
But I will say this. Bray Wyatt, going back through the Rumble last year, Bray Wyatt had a pretty good Rumble, because technically he wasn't with the family anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They had some moments where he and Luke teamed up. But just him by himself, he had a pretty good showing.
Yeah, he did.
So, I don't know. It seems like he can... It seems like the Royal Rumble is very conducive to Bray. Especially now that he has an entire group with him this year. I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, you can't quite rule him out, even though he hasn't really gone for any championships at all.
Yeah.
Still.
Mm-hmm.
Which is starting to... It's starting to feel kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know?
I can see that. Well, I need some sort of conclusive, what has he been talking about this whole time?
Yeah.
Like,
and so, we did have a lot of rumors going around that they had actually, like, they're starting to plan to debut a female member of the Wyatt family. A lot of people are like, oh, this is Stravigal. Who knows? Which is going to make him hitting the finisher really awkward.
I don't care what they do, but, like, we're getting to the...
Some sort of payoff on that story, or some sort of evolution.
Some sort of forward momentum, yeah. We're getting to like, you know, anonymous GM levels of, like, we all know you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. It's like, we all know that you're just, like...
You're reaching in the grab bag of spooky words.
Yeah.
What's he gonna say this week? And just, okay.
Pretty much. So shall we dip into the card?
Card time.
All right, time for the card of Royal Rumble 2016, brought to you by Chex Mix. I just saw that on
Wikipedia. Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's brought to you by Chex Mix, so.
Thanks, Chex Mix.
Okay. And a lot of this is probably stuff that was announced on SmackDown that we just haven't heard of yet. But the pre-show, apparently, is a Fatal 4-Way Tag Team match. The winner will get two spots in the Rumble. Like, one spot for each. Not bad stipulation for a pre-show match. This is a weird pairing up, though. Darren Young.
Mm-hmm.
With, one second guess,
Well, logic would dictate tight ends.
Not primetime players. Darren Young has teamed up with Damian Sandow.
Okay.
I guess primetime players are over, or they just, like, already announced Titus O'Neil's in the Rumble.
Yeah, okay.
The Dudleys are in it. The Ascension.
Mm-hmm.
And another random pairing, Mark Henry and Jack Swagger. Because it was a weird thing, because, like, Mark Henry was, like, you know.
You know what? I will say genuine props to WWE for having two random pairings, like, clearly just thrown together things.
And two.
But they didn't throw the two black guys together.
There you go. That's exactly, exactly what I was thinking. It's good.
It's
two tag teams that were put together but wasn't predicated by race. Like, that's
all right.
Pretty way to be forward thinking.
All right.
And see, the whole thing with Mark Henry is weird because, like, they announced he was going to, or he was included in the list of people that were in the Rumble.
Yeah.
And but then, like, they took him off the list, and that was after he had did an interview where he's like, he did an interview, I think, with maybe WWE.com. He's like, well, this might be my last Royal Rumble or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they took him off. I'm like, okay. That makes me think that probably Mark Henry and Jack Swagger are going to win.
I'm going to pick them because those feel like the guys who are like, oh, I could see them actually doing something in a Rumble match.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't fathom what the Ascension would do in the Rumble match.
No. It would be nice to have the Dudleys.
Do they have, like, separate music or names? Like, they're always billed as the Ascension, and they're so rarely have come out.
I mean, I assume it would be like the Usos, and one of them have entered in the past. They just used the Uso theme.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So
yeah, we're both saying Mark Henry and
Jack Swagger. Yeah.
Sure. Next we have the tag team match, the tag team championship match for New Day versus the Usos.
I'm going to go New Day. I'm going to go New Day until they don't have to. I mean.
Yeah. Right now, it seems nothing, no scenario has come up yet where it's like, all right, this is a time where I can see them, you know.
Honestly, like this is around the time where I can start to see, like, okay, we want to give it to the Usos. It's time to switch it up, have New Day start chasing so that they can kind of have a different feel to their promos.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I'm ahead. I can afford the loss, and it's New Day.
I'm just picking because of New Day. I have no other reason other than that.
I'm picking New Day.
Divas Championship match, Charlotte versus Becky.
Becky?
I kind of want to say Becky, too, because it's just like, I don't know where else they would go with this, or where else they would go, like, after Charlotte finishes up with Becky.
Yeah.
And it feels like Charlotte has the upper hand more often than not, and this would be kind of time where Becky would get the comeuppance.
Yeah, so we do that, and then we can have a nice, you know,
return match.
A rematch kind of thing.
That Fastlane.
Yeah. And then, theoretically, we could do a Becky Lynch Sasha Banks match at WrestleMania.
Theoretically, sure.
But of course, Charlotte's going to be.
Yeah, WWE's. They're going to do.
They've lost to everybody else. Ric Flair is going to WrestleMania.
Yeah. Hopefully, well, we're not going to have Hulk Hogan host it, so maybe have Ric Flair host.
No. I mean, and I can see that Charlotte gets her win back at Fastlane, and then we do it all over again. But, like, yeah, that's the thing is, like, the other option is, I guess, Paige gets another try. Or.
So you're definitely saying Becky?
I'll go Becky.
When is this whole, like, pick thing that Blair's been organizing? When does it end? Does it end at WrestleMania or the next year?
It ends at WrestleMania.
So, or does the next year start at WrestleMania?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Do we have... Blair will let us know.
Blair, hopefully you're listening to this, because hopefully iTunes stopped crapping itself. Hopefully you guys have listened to last week's
episode by the time you listen to this one.
Ugh. I'm interested... Well, because it's getting crunch time.
It is.
Either way.
It is.
You know what? I'm going to say Charlotte shenanigans or whatever, just to kind of differ. We got the... I don't mean to, like, keep knocking my tongue in the microphone. I know it's probably horrible to listen to. My bad. The United States Championship match, Alberto Del Rio versus Kalisto.
Probably Del Rio.
He seems so big on building Kalisto lately.
Though. Yeah.
And yeah, he won it on Raw a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they want to have a lightning strikes twice situation.
I don't know. I think they like having a title in that League of Nations.
True.
And so that's where I'm drawing that thing from. Especially if they can have the United States title on the
team
that's predicated on them not being, Americans, and so whenever we need that extra boo, we can be like, hey, look who's the United States championship. Not an American.
So you're saying is, if Del Rio doesn't have the United States championship, the League of Nations really has no point in existing?
So that's going to make you go
I want to go Kalisto! I was thinking Kalisto anyway.
That's fine.
Just because the way they've been building lately.
See, here's what I'm saying.
Okay.
If Del Rio doesn't have the title, there's no reason for them not to focus entirely on Sheamus. So that's what you're voting for here. 100% Sheamus all the time.
Why do you have to say this? Why do you have to twist everything into me liking Sheamus?
You like Sheamus. It's your favorite.
No, not at all. Next, we have the last man standing match for the Intercontinental Championship between Dean Ambrose and Kevin Owens.
What do you think? I've gone first the last three times.
No, you're right. I'm tempted to say Kevin Owens because, I don't know, Kevin Owens as a character seems like... because, I don't know, there's some characters that are great chasing mm-hmm. a championship, and there's some characters that are good as champions, and I feel like the whole Kevin Owens prize fighter thing works when he has a belt.
Yeah.
Now, part of that is like, well, he could go after a bigger belt.
Mm-hmm.
Or a more substantial belt, I should say.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And then again, it's one of those things, like, if we take out the belt off Dean, is he going to go back? Are they going to put him back in those muddy waters where he just doesn't really have anything
Roman's
to do?
Roman's buddy when he needs one?
Right, exactly.
Here's the thing.
So, based on that, I want to say Dean. But then again, knowing, I don't know what that means for Kevin Owens come WrestleMania.
If whoever doesn't have the IC championship after this, there is no reason for them to not be main,
And for some reason, I feel like, as far as going towards the main event, I feel like WWE is more likely to put Kevin Owens in a main event. For whatever reason, which is completely, weird to me.
Either one is totally reasonable to me. I was actually going to go Kevin Owens winning this one.
Okay, I'm gonna say Dean retains.
Okay, all right, that's good.
Yeah, that's where I was kind of leading. Not just because you picked differently.
Our points are gonna do something.
I'm going out on a ledge this one because I got to either make up or fall back down.
Yeah.
And that leaves us with the Royal Rumble match.
So
for the championship,
every
with Roman Reigns entering number one.
Every match on this card, except pre-show ignored, but every match on the card is for a title.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just kind of cool.
So it's Night of Champions.
Yeah. Which, again,
another
Night of Champions is useless.
Another pay-per-view that
What a stupid, stupid pay-per-view.
I didn't know you were going to erupt like that, but yeah.
That was cool. Good job, Royal Rumble. Suck it, Night of Champions.
They have nothing but meaningful matches. Now watch them throw in a couple meaningless matches.
Yeah, that might happen.
Right. I will say this. I kind of do like the pre-show idea of having a match.
No, that's
determine.
That's,
I
really like that
because I'm assuming some of these championship matches are going to feature guys that are going to later be in the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
So if they need one or two more matches, throw in a couple more qualifiers.
Yeah,
and maybe early in the night or whatever. That's fine.
That's a great stipulation.
They used to do that a lot with Sunday Night Heat. They would air it before the pay-per-view.
Yeah. The stipulations should be, there should be stipulations on matches when you can do it.
Yeah.
All these just-'cause matches water down your product.
Because we haven't really had any qualifier matches before.
No. So, all right, so Royal Rumble.
Okay.
What are your picks? What's your official Royal Rumble pick?
Okay.
Right now, go. Next wrestler you say.
Well, we're kind of done talking about it if we just throw out who we're winning. I'm trying to, because I'm still not 100% sold.
All right.
And for me, it's coming down to Triple H or Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
Because again, like, it would make sense booking-wise that if Triple H was to come back for the Rumble, he would come out just gunning for Roman Reigns, not really caring about anything else, like whole, like just full-on blindsided retribution.
Yeah.
And do the whole, like, the Mick Foley, like, top rope clothesline, both guys go over, who cares, they're just beat the crap out of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that would work great for whatever future situation they're going to be in. It would make sense. Triple H winning the Royal Rumble just feels, you know, like he's bringing the shovel back out of retirement, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a part-time guy that can just beat you all when I can because...
So you just watched the Rumble that Batista won recently, correct?
Yeah, not too long ago, yeah.
And that was CM Punk's last match, correct?
Last match ever, yes.
And CM Punk got out how?
Kane had already been eliminated. And so Kane kind of came out from the crowd, or from the commentator booth, whatever, and just pulled him over.
Okay.
And put him up.
But that was leading to a CM Punk Triple H match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, because it was going to be Punk and Kane having a match at
Fastlane.
I think it was still Elimination Chamber at the time.
Okay.
But whatever the February pay-per-view, that would lead up to, Triple H.
So we can. So theoretically, the reason you're putting Triple H in the Rumble is for the Roman and Triple H.
Right, and now I'm guessing you're going at like Triple H doesn't necessarily have to be in the Rumble.
Right, and I do think he would need to. I don't think a Kane proxy would, especially because there's no proxies left. You know, Kane's right. A face, yeah. And Seth is hurt.
Yeah,
and so. I do think Triple H would need to be there to physically lay hands on Roman.
Especially since they've purposely kept him off Raw.
Right. But I don't necessarily think it has to be as a Rumble entrant. However, since they have kept him off of Raw for so long...
That's making me think that it's going to be a Rumble
thing. Yeah, hitting the music.
Yeah.
And having Triple H come out in full form.
Exactly.
So
that's where I'm... And, you know, I'm torn because, it, you know, the other... Other side is Brock Lesnar, who again never was pinned,
mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where it's like WWE does not like booking Brock Lesnar losing,
yeah,
ever.
That's
if
the thing.
If your name is Undertaker,
you know Brock Lesnar is in the thing.
Yeah.
So if you're if you're picking Triple H,
like Brock Lesnar's, like here's the thing, like Brock Lesnar's been pretty much my pick from the beginning. Once I heard that he was going to be in, it's like, he's probably going to win that.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd be okay with that because it's Brock Lesnar. How you know, who else in the old likelihood would win this,
I mean,
if not Brock?
The way they've built it, Roman is just about the only guy that can believably throw Brock Lesnar out of the ring.
That's what they've kind of been building, yes. But then the whole Bray thing, and their possibility of them building up some sort of program between him and Berg Dergman. Makes me think that the Wyatts are going to like unify as one to
take out Brock. Okay.
Also a very real possibility. And then this is the surprise entrant, but they haven't really had any surprise entrants win in a while.
Not since Edge,
yeah, you're right. And also, that was the last time the fans actually enjoyed the ending of the Rumble.
Yep.
So, I don't know. As when I'm thinking of like leading to WrestleMania, the biggest WrestleMania, or they want it to be the biggest WrestleMania ever. It's got to be Brock. I'm gonna have to say Brock.
I'm going Brock.
Okay.
And here's the thing, especially
because the Blair's counting this as like what 3 points?
Five.
5 points?
5 points for the Rumble.
Get the blank out of here! Like that's so stupid.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
What?
It's one match.
I'm not winning this. I have probably no chance of winning this. And even I is saying that's some copious amount of BS.
It's one match. It should count for 1 point.
At least 2 or 3. If he wants to do that, like it's a big match with a lot of implications, and it's more of a crapshoot if you were able to pick the winner. Except for like the last couple of years, where it was highly predictable.
Well, the thing is, like, I got it wrong though, just because I was like, surely they won't.
Right.
Surely they will. Oh, well, nope. I'm a dummy.
Wow, that is some.
Because that's the thing. You remember, I predicted way back in the day, I predicted Del Rio, which was like a, you know, out of the heck thing.
Yeah, and I picked Sheamus the year after, I believe. Or the year, yeah, the year after.
Well, the thing, no, because we both picked Chris Jericho that year.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
Surely it was going to be Chris Jericho.
That was before we really kind of, that's before we really took a score, so we're like, all right, so back up, I think I said Sheamus or something, like, now you want to do that, like, just back up with, for no points, like, it would probably be Triple H, right? That would probably be me, since I was so torn.
Honestly, back up, I would go Roman. I would go, they would do it. Like,
oh, and see, that's the thing. Like, we're sitting here, like, surely they wouldn't do this, but
yeah, I'm gonna go
sitting back, like, watch me,
Brock, for my official one. But, like, yeah, if we're doing backup, he's a Roman, he's yeah. gotta, yeah, that's the one where I'm like, they would do it, they would pull that trigger, they would be like, we've fixed it,
okay,
because everything, it's not just this one, like, by the numbers from it, everything since last WrestleMania was, we didn't get the ending to WrestleMania we were supposed to get.
Right.
You, the fans, robbed us of that.
Right.
So, everything has been designed around.
Yeah.
Like, the entire company has been designed around Roman Reigns
yeah.
being the champion.
Right.
And if Roman Reigns beats 29 guys, comes in from the number one slot, beats everybody, retains,
that is the,
probably breaks Rey Mysterio's record yeah, while right. we're at it.
Yeah. And because I brought this up whenever Punk was coming out number one a couple years ago, is that I think I picked Punk that year. Or at least I was holding on to hope that Punk would win that year because, you know, it felt like it was about time that they had somebody else win from the number one spot because the last one was Benoit. And it's like, well, they probably want to, like, be able to point to somebody and be like, this is the last person to do it, you know, and they can't exactly point to Benoit.
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't put it past them.
Like, I wonder if that
exact reason, yeah.
hindered them, if the, you know, because they were like, because
the last guy to do it was Benoit, yeah.
And because, you know, they've always in those things been like, two people have won from the number one slot. Sean is one of them.
Right.
There you go. Never mind. Keep yeah. going.
And see, that's why it would probably be easier for them if he also beat Rey Mysterio's record and they could focus more on that.
I think the next person to win for number one will also beat Rey Mysterio's record.
Make it a 40-man rumble just to make sure.
Maybe.
Because I think this year's like 20... This is the 29th. So they might want to do something special for the 30th.
Maybe. But you don't think they'll have 30 guys in the 30th anniversary of the Rumble and are going to play up that 30 on 30 for 30 times 30? Yeah, but 30
nothing, it's nothing different from...
I know it's nothing different then, yeah, but like
they're going to play it up.
They have the number, and they right. love numbers when it comes to the Rumble.
Sure. By the numbers, yeah.
So, and then they might start being like, all right, the 31st Royal Rumble, we're going to have a surprise 31st entrance. Like, you can see that happening.
I can, and I hate it.
So,
I hate you for suggesting it.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Okay, so beyond that, just throw out some stuff. Because I famously called that Roman was going to break the record a couple years ago.
I remember. Okay? I remember.
So I guess this is, you know, just no points, no nothing. But what are some things that you are kind of expecting that or do you think are going to happen? Like anybody surprising other than AJ?
Okay, I'm expecting Roman to beat number two. So he has some ring time to himself.
To do his pump-up stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do in right. it because he's not a great... Like, that's really good when you have a talker for number one.
He's going to squint and smirk.
Like, I think one of the strongest things that has happened in modern Royal Rumble is Punk cutting yeah, a promo and absolutely. Pausing to throw another guy out and then...
It's something that I wish they would have... Like, his Bray kind of did it last year.
Yeah.
But not necessarily, not really to that effect. He was just kind of yelling loudly to the cameras to pick it up.
Yeah.
Most of it, I think.
So,
but I feel like Bray, if anybody would be able to do
I mean,
something like that.
I mean, Punk just pausing in the middle of his promo, like, you'll have to excuse me because the countdown was finishing.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, it's smooth and slick, and God, I want to see that anything like that happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think Roman's the guy to do it.
No.
I do think he'll beat number two and, you know, be there ready and waiting for the third guy.
And then number three is Brock.
So, this is technically in the year 2016.
Tommy, it's not technically. We are in.
But technically, in the year 2016, we are going to have a pay-per-view main event where Heath Slater is going up against...
any other
What's another social... Okay, Bo Dallas.
Yeah.
Heath Slater and Bo Dallas are competing...
For the World Heavyweight Championship. What a time.
Yes.
What a time.
Did you ever think you would live to see the day?
Not since last year's WrestleMania.
All right. Okay.
Except it was for the championship, so
Do you think... Do you think Curtis Axel will make it to the ring?
Surely he has to, right?
I don't know.
Keep the running joke going?
Does WWE want to keep this running joke going?
He's going to have to come up with a better hashtag than last year.
What was last year?
Axelmania.
Oh, yeah. Wait, isn't he often intimidated, never eliminated? Not intimidated. What's the word I'm looking
Replicated?
For? It's never eliminated because he was never eliminated.
Well, yeah, okay. Sure, I guess.
So... Often imitated. That's the word I'm looking for. Often imitated, never eliminated.
Sure. I don't know. I probably, yeah.
Alright, what are your bold predictions?
I don't know. Because here's the funny thing. Everyone's kind of figured out where, as far as like when they sign new talent or whatever, everyone knows that their doctors in Pittsburgh are where they send them to get medically cleared.
Mm-hmm.
And so now every time that a well-known wrestler goes to Pittsburgh, like, they're going to sign with WWE. Like, you know, they have it with Daniel Bryan last week, and they're like, guys, no, he was at a autograph event or something in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
The new one is Austin Aries was spotted in Pittsburgh a couple days ago. They're like, oh, he's going to be in the Rumble. I was like, okay, calm down. I will say this. If I don't see Daniel Bryan soon, I'm going to call him need some BS. Surely, I feel like if we're going to see Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
And play up the whole, you know, oh, they kept me back, they wouldn't clear me story that we're all hoping is what the real situation is.
Yeah.
If they don't start that by Fastlane, I'm going to be mad. Or by the day after Fastlane, I should say.
Yeah.
But for the sake of whoever's going to win the Rumble, I don't want Daniel Bryan anywhere near it.
If it's not Daniel Bryan, surely we will not have... That happened 3 years in a row.
Yeah. I the most likely one is AJ, obviously. I would be thoroughly surprised if Nakamura.
I will say, honestly,
but I feel like
all the AJ Styles stuff has kind of made me not think about Daniel Bryan coming in or not. Like, AJ's kind of like
that. It's like he's a really good MacGuffin, yeah.
The thing is, AJ's kind of be like, the surprise I'm waiting for.
Right.
So, it's like when you're like, You clearly said, I want this for Christmas. But then your parents start talking about, hey, don't you think this is cool? Look at this cool toy. Wouldn't it be cool if you had this toy? And you start being like, it would be cool if I had that toy. And it kind of starts getting you off of the toy you said you wanted in the beginning.
Yeah.
That's how I feel like they're doing with AJ.
You know, it would be a great moment. The ring filling up. I'm assuming at this point, Reigns has probably already been taken care of by Triple H or whatever. They're probably in the... early 20s, as far as the Rumble goes. Daniel Bryan music hits. Maybe the ring's half full. Maybe there's like 4 or 5 guys in there or something.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan music hit. He comes down on fire and just eliminates people left and right, assuming that probably 4 of them is, you know, is social outcasts or something.
Yeah.
Something he can clear the ring out quickly. And he's sitting there on fire, and the very next person is Nakamura.
No, that'd be amazing.
That would be incredible.
That would be incredible.
The match that... We want, Daniel Bryan wanted so desperately that he would be willing to leave the company for.
But I also, very important, don't want them to be like, we gave him Bryan and Nakamura because it was 12 seconds
in
the Rumble.
At the same time, there has been moments where like WWE, not necessarily like admitted to it, but they like to try out matches to see if there's interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like for some reason, like they did that with Shawn Michaels and Undertaker at the end of, I forget which Royal Rumble it was. And then like, that WrestleMania went by, and then I think the next WrestleMania was Michaels Undertaker 1.
Yeah.
You know, and I think one Rumble began with Punk and Daniel Bryan. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, a couple months before their actual program, they would have, like, exhibition matches on Raw and SmackDown against each other for a while.
Yeah.
And it felt like they were doing that, like, every week, like, on Raw and SmackDown. And then they had a program against each other.
Yeah.
So, maybe something like that. But maybe, but that would be a fantastic moment that I would, truly, like, I would pop like crazy. I would pop like crazy if either one of those guys showed up in the Rumble. I don't think so, because I feel like if they're going to bring AJ in the Rumble, they're going to let Shinsuke probably have his own thing, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with that. How far do you think Roman is getting? Because you said you don't think Roman's making it all the way.
No, for my situation for Daniel Bryan, I figured Roman Reigns has already been taken care of, so they can keep those guys very clearly apart. But in all likeliness, Roman Reigns makes it to the Final Four.
Yeah,
Final Four. At the very least.
The only other cool thing is if Roman was eliminated by number two.
Oh, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, number two needs to be Brock.
Like, I would be really into that right away. It's like, we're having a new champion at the end of this match.
But see, that's the thing. Like, the way they built Roman and everything.
Oh, no,
like,
I don't.
He's going to go he's going to go almost the entire distance.
Yeah, it's like, I fully
believe it. So Michael Cole can really build that up, or, mm-hmm. you know, talk that up, I should say.
So this is not the year. One of these years, like, before I die, I want to see a Rumble where everybody's eliminated before 30. And 30 just walks out and wins it. All
right.
It's got to happen at some point.
They got to have the right guy at 30.
Oh, no, they absolutely have to have the right leg.
Because if it's like Roman Reigns or Mysterio or something along those lines.
No,
or
it's got to be the smarmiest, most hated heel.
Yeah.
To just come out.
And again, like, maybe it'd be one of those situations where, like, the championship match for Rumble was a huge deal,
mm-hmm.
and so they have another match to go on after this,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, so it doesn't end the show on that.
Right. Well, yeah, hopefully it would go better than Punk and Rock. Sorry.
Why?
It's
why?
Rumble season. It was going to come out at some point.
God, that's the worst match ever.
I'm pretty sure there's worse matches.
Not worst match ever. Well, worst pay-per-view match. Well, worst Rumble match. Well, worst Rumble main event. Ever.
Wow, you backtracked so many times in that past 30 seconds, alright?
Well,
kind of impressive.
You've been making me watch WrestleManias 1 through 10 over the past couple of weeks.
I've been making you do this.
You've been telling me to do it.
Because it was our idea, like, collectively.
It wasn't my idea.
Remember, my original idea for the WrestleManias was, like, our top 10.
I remember that.
It was the Trashy Boys.
I remember.
They were like, let's just watch all 31.
I remember. And
so blame
them. And they're the ones that keep forgetting to do it.
Right?
So.
And we're the ones that organize and be like, hey, guys, we have a Google like a Google Drive folder that you can just post all of your reviews as you go, and it's always there, and it's very well organized. And they're like, nah, we'll just email it to you. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Not salty at all right here. You know, not, you know, because I'm sure, like, Joel, like, brought it up because it's, you know, it's comical or whatever. I bring it up because I'm legit full of vinegar about this because I'm the one that organizes and posts this stuff.
No, I appreciate it because I wouldn't.
Just, no. I don't know. And again, like, I don't know how I fell into that duty because I also, because Summer of Netflix was your idea.
Yeah, I remember.
And who was the one that was like, finally was like gung-ho, like, all right, guys, let's do this. I'm going to organize it. I'm going to make these folders. All this good stuff going to happen.
Yeah.
That was me.
That was you. Well, part of it was you picked the movies.
Okay, well, everyone, you're kind of dragging your feet on this. So it's like, I'll finally do it. The summer is coming up.
I don't think I was dragging my feet as much as you felt like I was dragging my feet.
Fine.
I feel like I might have been doing something along the lines of getting married around that time.
It was still your idea.
Yeah, it was like a passing, wouldn't this be cool? I'll worry about it when I'm, you know, done being married. Well, not done being married, but like done getting married.
Fine. Okay, maybe it wasn't so much you dragging your feet as me in my OCD.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's more of along the lines. Like, when it's getting close for something that, like, we set a deadline for, I was like, it's getting close, guys. It's getting close. Why haven't we done anything? Why haven't we done anything?
Point is,
classic planning attire.
Point is, I watched WrestleMania 9, like, last week. It's hard for me to declaratively say anything with Punk is the worst pay-per-view match.
Between the two of us. Just no one else here. No one else can hear this. You didn't.
I absolutely rewatched.
Why did you?
Because I was so mad at it, and I was like, I need to be extra mad writing this thing.
Why would you do that to yourself?
I absolutely rewatched that. I absolutely rewatched that one. I haven't rewatched all of them. I'll fess up to that.
And I will say I watch from beginning to end 3, 8, and 10. Which is probably, like, the three best that we've watched so far. Mm-hmm.
Those are easily the three best of the first decade.
Yes.
Ten
being the one that we just did.
Yeah. And 10, I didn't rewatch all of 10, but, like...
Isn't 11 the one with Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Yeah.
And the main event.
Yeah, 11 is the one where they, like...
I think they went back to Chicago, I think.
They crank it back to, like, WrestleMania 1 levels of celebrity involvement. That's the one where Pamela Anderson was missing the whole time.
Oh, God, that's right. Only to come out with... Diesel.
Yes, because Sean was a heel. Yeah, because I had to be like, who was a heel in that match?
Yeah, I was. Not gonna look forward to that one. I was going up tomorrow. I gotta go home and watch it.
Have fun. I mean, I've already done that.
Gross. What are we talking about? Royal Rumble. Yeah.
Yeah, the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, that would be good. Like the whole like 29 guys pretty much eliminating, and then, like, I'm guessing the final two eliminate each other.
Yeah.
The 31 automatically winning. Yeah. It seems like one of those things where it's like, surely that would have happened in, like, 1998 or 99 when Vince won, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Vince would have been a great person to do that.
Absolutely. And he really would just roll around in it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fantastic. Now it would probably be, like, someone like Bo Dallas or something.
See, I wanted to be Bo Dallas because Bo Dallas is a goofy heel.
And you don't want him anywhere near.
So I've said it before, and this is veering dangerously close to person heel kind of thing. But I've said it before, like the heel scene I want when that trigger is pulled is like the slick suit wearing corporate heel ultimate yes man thing, and that would be the kind of thing. Just him coming out
wearing like those. Like a suit, but with those shirts is blue with the white collar.
Mm-hmm.
That you, as soon as you see like a Wall Street guy wearing that, you instantly hate him.
Yeah,
yeah. So I've seen Cena wear those things before. Yeah. And I'm like, oh,
like and like slowly walking up and whatever new music he has, because it won't be that rap anymore. But like whatever new super generic music he has,
like whatever you hear in the background of a Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. And then like he walks up very slowly, fixes his sleeve and then holds it out to the ref to make the ref hold his hand up. Like makes a big show of it.
Nice. Alright.
That's what I want.
Alright. I can get behind that. But again, yeah, sure. Every time is a perfect moment for
Every Cena. Moment is a perfect moment for Cena. I don't want Cena to turn heel by doing that because that Cena's...
But you want like him already being established heel by that point.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
So,
because he's got to have the shocking moment where he turns.
Yes.
He's got to have that, you know, Hulk Hogan coming out to drop a leg on Macho Man.
Yeah.
Moment.
So.
All right. I can combine that.
All right. Anything else you need to cover?
No, not really.
All right. As always, you can follow us on Twitter at CR Attire. We live tweet all Mondays and appropriate Sundays.
And if you have any questions, comments, any thoughts on the upcoming Royal Rumble, send those over to absolutely. Our email. That's classroomattire@gmail.com.
We are also on iTunes, theoretically. there were some issues with the last week's episode. Hopefully you're listening. You've listened to that one and now this one. But we're also on iTunes. Easy way to subscribe to the podcast. You get new episodes every week. You could also give us a rating of
5 stars.
Or write a review. That kind of stuff really helps out the podcast.
Yep. And if you're listening to us on insidepulse.com/wrestling, leave us a comment on there. We'd love to hear from you.
Don't forget, we're also on Facebook. Easy way to follow Chris. Easy way to follow myself. See what we're doing with the podcast. See what we're doing in other endeavors.
Yep.
Until next time, stay classy and huzzah.
Huzzah.